good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from. I like to greet you properly. So what day is it? It is Wednesday. Okay. So I am not going to do a whole cliche day, but today is definitely a work it out Wednesday. I wanted to stop by here just to encourage you to do the thing that you said that you are going to do. And sorry, I had to beat my horn because my little one is definitely testing me. However, I just wanted to stop by here to say, do it. Keep going. Stay focused. Start over. Who cares if you missed a couple of days, or who cares if something distracted you? It is not too late to become her today. So I inspire you to put on your big girl pants, put on your big girl skirt, put on some heels, put that lipstick on, and it's time to be great on purpose. And it's time to become her. Who are you? What does she look like? Who is she? I say it that way so that you can look at yourself as a human being that experiences life circumstances. However, life circumstances do not take over who you are. It is time for you to become her now. Get cute again. Stop being that person that is, you know, acting like it's the end. It's not. It may be the end of an old chapter in your life. However, it is a new chapter that is beginning as that thing has ended. Whoever this is for today, I inspire you to be amazing today on purpose. I'm going to take myself some pictures today. I definitely am going to practice what I'm preaching if this is for me on the replay. However, today I want to encourage you to become her now. Let me give you a couple of steps so that you can make this happen. Start to examine the things that you don't like about you. Be like, you know what? This is why I feel irritated, because I don't like this. So start working on that, whether it's your hair, whether it's your nails, whether it's your skin. And then as you do that, start to think about your mindset. When you look at yourself in the mirror, are you saying, I am beautiful, I am fearfully and wonderfully made? Or are you saying, I don't like her? If you are looking in the mirror and you are saying, I don't like her, I hope to see you in her class in January of 2024. Okay? We are going to work together. I'm going to set aside 2 weekends. You can catch me on, actually, no, it's going to be 2 weeks out the month where you will be able to catch me in that class. And I inspire you to come in and show up and be ready to leave that place. And that place right now, we're talking mental, because this is a virtual class. So if you are looking in the mirror and you're saying, I don't like the way I look, I am not feeling her, who is she? And we're not just going to be dealing with your physical appearance. As I said, it is a mental thing. And I am encouraging you to make sure that you are in the class. And don't let anything discourage you, okay? And if you don't join her class, make sure that you get in front of a mentor. Make sure that you get in front of a person that can help you become the woman that God has called you to be. It's time out for complaining. It's time out for saying, oh, woe is me. Those days are dead, girl. It's time to get it together. So until next time, I pray that you were inspired. It is a work it out Wednesday. It's time to get it together. Get your ish together. You want to have all of these amazing things happen and become in your life. Well, you have to become the person that can handle the thing that you hope to receive. And that's a part of where faith without works is dead, because how can you hope to be this powerful woman? How can you hope to be this woman that is everything that God has called her to be or become, or the person that you wrote the vision for. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. If that is you today, but yet you still doing the same thing, getting the same results, it's time to take a look at you. I know it's going to hurt a little bit, but you know, iron sharpens iron, and some things get better with the rubbing. Some things get better in the dirt. Some things only grow in dirt. Without dirt, you're going to have a soggy produce. It's not going to actually firm and harden. It's the dirt that gets you that solid tree. So I ask that today you stay focused. I ask that today when something comes across your mind that is set before you to distract you and to keep you away from your purpose, you put it in its perspective place. You say, Father, I don't know how to handle this. I'm not sure what I should do about this, but I put it in your hands. Don't waste no time worrying. Worrying is going to do nothing but keep you stuck. Trust me, y'all. I have worried enough. If y'all see my face right now, I have been dealing with my own personal depression. So I'm working on getting out of my pit. So I inspire you. That's why I'm excited about her class too, because I'm taking it all over again. Because it's time out to build in one area and then break in the other area. It's time to figure out how to live our lives on purpose and how to live a fulfilled life with no excuses. Okay? So again, I'm jumping off now because it's time to go, mommy. My little one is not about to have it any longer. So I ask that you win on purpose. You be great on purpose. Okay? So until next time, smile at somebody. Let's not forget about smiling as a gift, and pray for the person in front of you and pray for the person behind you, because you never know, the prayer may change and or save your life. I mean, not your life, but their life, and sometimes your life, because if you end up acting like Jonah, it may save your life. Let's put it that way. So, again, I thank you for, you know, listening thus far. Make sure you share this with somebody that is just depressed and shut down and feeling like, woe is me. If you know of somebody else that could use the her class, don't be the crab in the barrel. Don't be the crab in the bucket. It's time out for that. It's time to win, and you want to be around people that's winning. Why? Because people that's winning encourage people to win. People that's miserable loves the company of misery. So understand that your surrounding matters. So it is time for you to spend time with you so that you can love on you. And even if you are married, you can still become her and be that wife that God has called you to be. And if you're like me at this time during the original recording, I'm in preparation for my husband. But if you're hearing this about 5-10 years or whenever God says that it's time for me to become, or I have become her, that means I am a wife already, but right now I'm not, and I'm speaking it to existence. And I ask that you start speaking those things in your life to existence. So I got some things I need to do or that I have committed to today, and I just couldn't stop, but I had to stop by here. So again, until next time, be great on purpose. Good day.